This is the BBC.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. The amazing Charlie XCX joins us. Love her. Also, something we've completely missed that Gemma Collins did, which is insane. Is it wrong to send your dentist chocolates? Because I have. And I'm afraid I do play a Christmas song. Blame Alice Levine. Scott Mills, BBC. You all right, Brother Ray Stark?
Yeah, good,
you
yeah.
Right? You all right over there?
I'm all right, you.
Yeah, you.
You.
Good weekend, yeah?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, you. Right, so our new tune of the week is by somebody that we have supported on this show for years now because we love her. She gained kind of like a large online following on her YouTube channel. That was how it kind of first started in 2012. I'm talking about Gabrielle Aplin. We think she's amazing, right?
Yeah, she's so cool and she's incredibly talented.
Yeah. I remember seeing, the first time I saw her was like, randomly, it was in like a charity shop. They had a whole week of gigs and charity shops.
Yeah.
The one that rhymes with Woxfam. And that was the first time I saw her. Quite weird seeing a gig in a charity shop, but I saw her the first time.
So this was before she was, you know, like this big star, right? So then were you like, I'm going to make her a star?
Well, not really, but she was just her on a piano. I thought she was great. Also, she's been on the show a few times before, and we've called her some right names.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Well, I've just found this from our show in 2012. Have a listen to this. Hi, here is Friday's Scott Mills Daily. On it, our friend Gabrielle Gabalar Aplin comes in to have a chat, the golden Gabrador. Maybe don't do that.
Yeah, we did do that, didn't we? We used her name and just made really rubbish puns.
Well, I've also got that clip from you. Listen to this, from 2012.
Mind the Gab. Gabyar, Gabadoo,
Gabyar,
Taxi Gab, Gab of the Hutt.
It's just her face.
Some of the ones we haven't heard yet, though, really good. Golden Gabrador.
Yeah.
Gabaranks.
Gabaranks!
Gabro, Kadabra, that's good. Yeah. And my favourite, Gab for Life.
Oh, wow.
Poor girl.
I know. That's when she was in the studio. She's coming to see us tomorrow.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
I like it a lot. Gabrielle Aplin, Waking Up Slow on BBC Radio 1.
Yeah, really, really, really good.
Also, she's coming into the show tomorrow. She'll be on just after 3.
Oh, great. So we need some more nicknames then.
Yeah.
Should we fire up a few more?
Yeah, get thinking. Have you got any now? Just one, maybe.
Call on the Gab. Like Call on the Cob.
And that's actually not very good, though, is it?
No. It's stretching a little bit.
All right, we've got like over 24 hours. It's all good.
Unexpected item in the gabbing area.
Oh, now that is good. When she was on the show years ago, we got Gabrielle to do like really slow down candlelight mixes of really heavy songs. Do you remember? And she did Chop Suey, System of a Down. It sounded like this.
Grab a brush and put a lid on makeup. Hide the scars to fade away the shake-up. Why'd you leave the keys upon the table? Here you go, create another fable. Grab a brush and put a lid on makeup. Hide the scars to fade away the shake-up. Why'd you leave the keys upon the table? I don't think you trust in my self-righteous suicide. I cry when angels deserve to die.
Amazing. Now, shortly after she did those on our show, she then got that massive Christmas advert for that huge department store that rhymes with One Wooies.
It was the advert with the snowman, wasn't it?
Yeah, Power of Love. And she knows I think this, but to this day, I still think that we got her that gig.
Do you reckon?
Yeah,
heard
I'll probably mention it again when I see her again tomorrow.
This is Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
So, in about 10 minutes, we have got Charlie XCX on the show, which I've never met her before.
No, and I bet you don't say that you call her Charlie...
No, I'm not... No. Not to say that.
Don't think that'll go down well.
No. But Charlie XCX is on at 1:40. I don't know whether you've seen the video for Boys. It's gone massively viral. It's basically loads of really, really famous boys doing stuff that girl pop stars normally do in pop videos. So you've got people like Tom Daley, you've got Joe Jonas, Wiz Khalifa, Diplo's in there. Brendan from Panic at the Disco, and they're all doing, well, there's bench pressing, there's puppies, there's eating flowers.
But it's lots of, like, stereotypical things, isn't it?
Yeah.
To show how ridiculous it is.
Yeah. Getting Charlie tattoos, but all boys. It's a really good video. So, Charlie XCX on the show.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Good afternoon, Charlie XCX.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I feel that we should have met before now, but we never have.
No.
Hello, nice
but
to
it's
meet
okay.
You.
Hi.
Hi. I know you've said before you kind of started started out putting stuff on MySpace years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I read that like it's still all out there, and some of it we're not going to play.
Oh God!
No,
thank
no, no,
God.
No. But okay. Like, it must be quite weird for you that now, when you're like, oh, it's still there on the internet.
Yeah, I mean, I guess everybody has sort of embarrassing things that they did when they were younger. And mine just happens to be, like, all over the internet. And that's fine. I'm at peace with it now.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, I'll do a show and someone will be like, oh, can you play I Want to Be Darth Vader? And I'll be like, that was the song name.
Oh, wow.
And I'll be like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Because it's really awful. But, you know, it's there. It is what it is.
Not be funny, though. You've had bangers ever since.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Yeah, cool, yeah.
Obviously, the video for Boys features Diplo, Dan from Bastille, Tom Daley, Joe Jonas, Charlie Puth, Brendan from Panic at the Disco, Casper Lee. How did you get so many famous boys to be in the video for Boys?
I basically just kind of annoyed them all into it.
Personally?
Well, some of them I had to do, like, the official road, you know? But a lot of them are people that I've, like, met or worked with or just are friends of mine. So there was a lot of just me kind of, like, texting them until they were like, okay, go away, we'll do it. So,
but was it hard to explain what the video was about?
No, you know, I was actually kind of nervous about that because I guess the whole concept behind the video is the idea of reverting the male gaze in pop music and having the guys do the sexy, cute, stereotypical things,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, videos, yeah,
totally. And I was a bit nervous because obviously, you know, a lot of these people were artists and they have their own kind of thing going on, and I didn't want them to feel like I was forcing them into doing something that they didn't want, but they all totally got it and they were like, this is really cool, like it's 2017, this is an important thing for us to do, and they got it, and that was really cool. There were no divas.
So did everyone say yes, or did a few people say no?
No, there were definitely some people who said no. One of the people, well, I tried to get through to Seth Rogen, right? Because I like have a crush on him and I think he's amazing.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how to get to him, but anyway, the video came out and someone asked me that on Twitter, like, who do you wish had gone in it? And I said Seth Rogen, and he tweeted me, and I was like, yes, this is amazing.
And was he up for it?
Yeah, he was like, I would have loved to have done this.
Re-record it.
I know.
Do a Seth version.
Just a Seth edit, yeah, totally.
I think, by the way, it's such a brilliant idea for a video.
Thank you.
Some of your tweets this summer have been brilliant, and amongst my favourite on Twitter.
Oh, great.
Including, I love ordering from the kids menu.
True.
That is good.
It is good. They always have the best stuff on there.
Right.
The smiley face potatoes.
Yes. Like, I do want fish fingers and chips.
I do. Yeah. Right? Totally agree.
Put it
with
on
you.
The adult menu.
I know.
I just had an injection in my butt cheek. Was good in August.
Oh God!
Why was that?
Props for health.
Yeah, it was for health. Yeah, it wasn't for.
Actually, we've done that.
For health or for like enlarging your butt?
Have we admitted this?
What?
This was something you wanted me to try.
Oh yeah.
Did you guys have butt Botox?
No, it's like he called it a quick shot to the bum. It was a B12.
We didn't.
Oh, B12 shot. Right. Yeah. It's like a thing. I get it. Right. Like, I don't get it, but I know what you mean.
No.
You told me One Direction had it, so then took me to a place to go have it. I wasn't sure about this. Have we said about this?
No, I don't think we have. Remember that time we had the we got wired up to the vitamins? That was good.
Oh, I've not done that.
Oh, it's
Is
quite
it
good.
Fun?
Yeah, it's quite fun.
Do you feel better? Is it a lie?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's odd because they attach what looks like a Capri Sun to you.
They
like,
do.
It's even the colour and everything.
That's cute.
I just thought it was fun. But obviously, good for health reasons. So I was wondering if you'd be up for something today. We're thinking, even though it's obviously an amazing song, I was busy thinking about Boys. Not really a valid excuse for anything in real life, is it?
No, I guess not.
You can't, like, call in sick from work for that, can you?
No, true.
So how many people would you say you have in the Charlie XCX team?
That's probably around kind of 10 close ones, I would say.
Is there more than you could name, do you reckon? That's always awkward.
That's terrible.
I don't know. I don't want to
look around the room.
No, no. I don't want to leave anyone out. I don't know.
Let's not do any names. I just wonder if you'd be up for testing just how much that phrase would work in life with one of your team, if we could call one of them.
Yeah, let's do it.
Right?
I'm down.
So just try and fit that phrase in as much as you can.
Okay.
That you're thinking, you're busy thinking about boys. And let's see if it does actually work as an excuse in real life.
Okay, let's try it.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
Charlie XCX is with us this afternoon. Hiya.
Hi.
Right, so as you may know from that song we've just played, she thinks about boys a lot. Not really a valid excuse in real life. So who are we going to call from your team now?
We're going to call my manager, John.
Okay.
And I guess I'll just, maybe I'll just try and like cancel a load of stuff.
Yes, good.
And see what he says to all of that.
Okay.
Okay, right, let's ring
him.
Because
of boys. Yes.
Because of boys.
Yeah. All right. Is it weird if I play this in every time you do it?
Do it. Should I ring him now?
Yeah, let's call him.
Okay.
So we're actually, we're calling from Charlie's phone so that he won't just, oh, here we go. Ooh.
Yes, yes.
Hey, John.
How's it going? You all right?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Where are you?
Lonsdale.
Lads, lads, lads. Okay, great. Yeah. I just want to speak to you about the schedule coming up, because there's some things I want to move around, and also there's some, since we had that meeting with Ed about the album, there's also some, like, I'm thinking about music as well, and I actually think I actually want to, like, scrap the whole album and re-record everything. I'm thinking about, like, kind of going down a different road, so I was wondering what your opinions were on that. Like, maybe we can pitch the songs to everyone else and I can just restart.
Right.
Any thoughts?
What thoughts have I got about scrapping the record?
Yeah. What do you think?
Oh, what do you think? You're just talking to me about going down a road. What is this? Wizard of Oz?
Wait, what are you saying? I'm sorry, I lost focus for a second. I was thinking about boys. I was thinking about Diplo, actually.
Very good. Go on.
Maybe we should just do loads of songs with Diplo, actually, like, and just have him be like shirtless in all of the videos. And are you feeling this as a vibe?
Obviously I'll have to speak to everyone else involved about this, but it's an interesting concept, I'll give you that.
And what do you think about me doing like a whole rap album?
Come on, we've got to focus here a little bit. What we've got in the can is great. Really excited about it. Let's just try and focus on that, and we can get to that at some point. Do you know what I mean? Look, what we've got is an exciting plan. We've got bags of good music. Let's just focus on that for the minute.
Sorry,
you know?
Focus on what? Sorry, I was thinking about boys again. Do you ever just think about boys, John, sometimes? You know, I'm just all the time now, I'm just thinking about boys. Like,
my wife will be delighted.
I can't stop thinking about boys. I just know that you feel the same way about it.
Well, that's good job you put it down in a song then, eh?
Yeah. Anyways, good chat. I'll see you later.
All right, well, we'll talk about the rap album another time, yeah?
Yeah, it's going to be fire. See ya.
See you later.
Bye.
Oh, what my word.
So good.
Yeah.
One of the best calls I've ever had on my show, I think.
Do you think he believed it? I'm not really sure. No,
I don't know, but I don't really care, because it was so amazing.
At one point, he seemed quite annoyed, and that was a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
And now there's a rap album in the works.
Right.
So
it's the next album.
It's great, guys.
Also just fascinating to hear how this all works between you and management and stuff like that. And how music's created.
Here's the reason why I loved it so much. Apart from that, like, you got it in, I think, five times. I've never heard a call between like an artist and a manager like that before.
Oh, really?
It was a real insight into it.
I liked that we like interrupted him shopping as well
in Lonsdale.
Great. I haven't heard of anyone being in Lonsdale for a really long time, but it's, you know, it's back, guys.
It's been absolutely fabulous having you on today. It's so nice to meet you, and thanks for doing that call, because I loved it.
Yay. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Charlie. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Scott Mills. I'm gonna live outside. Live out!
know they've done 4 albums, Enter Shikari?
I'm such a massive fan of theirs. And do you know what? I don't think I'd really heard that song properly before. And it started, and I'm like, not so sure about this. And then that last 30 seconds, I don't think I've had such a sort of U-turn on a song so quickly.
I
love it.
That's so weird, because when...
We're not sure about this one.
I'm going to be honest, right? When I started playing it...
Yeah.
I was like... I did actually do the scrunched up face.
I thought it was a bit musical.
I had a massive turnaround.
Did you?
In like 3 minutes.
But it's so weird you say it, because I literally just whispered it to HRH sat next to me here. I was like, I've had a complete U-turn on this. Like, mad, isn't it?
Yeah. It's been Animac's hottest record, and then went on to be Tune of the Week. Dan Picato, Radio 1's rock show, loving it. They have an arena tour in October. That is Enter Shikari, Live Outside.
Scott Mills.
I think I made an error. I've made a real error.
What have you done?
Right, last week, as you know, we didn't actually talk about this on air, but last week... one of my front teeth just fell off.
It did. Now, again.
I'd like to point out that this isn't one of my original teeth from birth. It may or may not be cosmetic. So I was eating a particularly tough bit of chicken one night last week. And I was like, oh, rubbish, it's come off again. So do what I normally do when this has happened. I mean, it's happened like 4 times now, right?
Yeah.
Go to the kitchen drawers where the cling film is. Get out a sandwich bag. The one, you know, the ones that seal up. Pop the tooth in there. And then just, like, call the dentist. Now, my dentist is amazing. It's always so busy in there, right? And so I called up and I was like, I'm sorry, doctor, it's fallen off again. But it honestly always rammed, but he will sometimes stay behind for me. So he's like, as long as you can be here at 6 p.m, I normally would close then, but I'll put it back on because it only takes 5 minutes.
Whoa, after hours.
I'm like, amazing. So because I thought that was such a nice thing to do, the day after, I sent him a box of chocolates.
Ugh.
To a dentist.
Yeah,
now, that's weird, isn't it?
That's really bad. Yeah, yeah.
Really bad. Like, the worst thing you can send to them. It's like, that's like sending a hamburger to Chris Martin.
Yeah. It's,
do you know what I mean?
Same kind of thing.
Well,
yeah.
Actually, he probably does do the meats now that... No, Gwyneth. But do you think it's bad? I've heard nothing back since.
Yeah, you should have sent him a bunch of apples.
Right.
That's what they want.
Right, okay, so next time.
Next time, bunch of apples.
A hamper of apples.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Amazing. Just had an email. The dentist loved the chocolates.
Really?
And he says, thank you very much for your kind gift. You didn't need to. Very gratefully accepted by the team, which means they're all getting stuck in the surgery right now, in the dental practice.
It must be so awkward for them. Do you think they all have to brush together afterwards?
Or do you think they all eat chocolate together? Like, aren't we naughty?
I find it really hard to spit at the dentist. You know what I mean?
Go on, you try one first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so naughty.
Oh, he's so naughty.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills. BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Number one tune right now. This is Scott Mills. Okay, bangers time. Let's wipe the slate clean. It's a new week. Hello, Joe.
Hi, you all right?
Hi,
yeah.
Joe.
How's it going?
Yeah, good, sir. Yeah, it's my birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Oh, is it?
Thank you. Yeah, it's Beyonce's as well.
Is it?
Yes.
I bet every year, do you tell people, like, yeah, it's me and Beyonce share the same birthday, actually?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, and I bet Beyonce's saying exactly the same thing about you.
Yes.
Yeah. I think her presents are probably more expensive than mine, but...
I always find this bit a bit sad when you do it.
See, I'm not as good at playing it as I normally am. I don't know why. Sorry about that, Joe.
That was simply lovely.
Yeah, but I could have made it better.
No, it was a good effort.
I thought it was a bit morbid myself.
Oh, yeah, so I just like to keep a violin handy in case it's anyone's birthday.
It's weird for a happy birthday, isn't it?
Right, do you want to know... Happy birthday, by the way. Do you want to know what my banger is?
Yes, please, yeah.
Okay. Oh, by the way, this just in. You know you said about Beyonce and it's your birthday as well?
Yes.
Happy birthday to you.
This is Beyonce singing happy birthday to you.
Oh, happy birthday.
Okay, that was weird. Here's my banger. Jolly girl, if every time we yes. You get this kind of baby say yeah, yeah, yeah. One Direction, Kiss You.
Good show.
Thank you.
Oh,
a random One Direction song to choose, but take you in the mood for that.
It's better than you think it is.
All right, Joe, you can have that for your birthday. You can have my choice today, which is this. It's Rari Workout. Of course, it's Bizzle, Temper T, JME, Bob, Bob. JML.
Both good choices. Going to be tricky.
Okay. JML's not on it. That's a lie.
My girlfriend does like garage though, so I think I might decide with Chris here.
Not really a garage song, but
No, but Bizzle and that.
Yeah, right.
So, your decision is?
Yeah, Bizzle. I think. Yeah, Chris.
Yeah, nice.
Chris from Hemel Hempstead, just inquiring. Is that the
I knew you'd read that one take. Saying what a tune, you read one.
I'm just asking. He just wants to know, is that the 29th or 30th time that you've chosen Rory Workout on Bangers?
Let me find this text that came in that wasn't going to read to you, but I'm going to read to you. Where is it? Bear with me.
You've lost it.
It's called Bangers, and you're choosing One Direction.
That's a banger.
How are you going to win with that?
Oh, has it done the thing?
And you saw, you can see the word that I left out there.
I can just see star, like asterisks.
Oh yeah, so you can't.
I like that. I don't think we've ever mentioned this. I like that in the Radio 1 tech system, if someone does say something rude, it just stars it out. Yeah. But you can always guess what it is.
Yeah, but, I mean, you can't see it, but you can. Yes,
it's just to protect us because we're such delicate flowers. on our new feature, Bad Nans, last week, if you've got a bad nan, by the way, a nan that's still having it, even though they're a bit older, we spoke to a guy called Ryan. Now, he goes down to visit his nan, Brenda, but with the lads for like a week at a time in her retirement home. And here they are all doing Rari Workout together.
Rari Workout!
Brenda is actually getting involved in this. We need to do more of these.
Bad Nan!
Email me if you've got one, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Scott Mills.
Can we just break for a second? Because I just need a moment to say something, all right?
Here we go. This sounds like a rant.
It's just... Right. There are some things going on here at Radio 1 at the moment that I really don't agree with. Did you hear Alice Levine's show yesterday?
Oh, good. I thought you were going to talk about someone else there. I thought we were both thinking about the... No, don't worry.
Well, don't say it.
No, I thought you were going to talk about something we were talking about the other day.
No. That's for after the show. Alice Levine yesterday. I'll just play it to you.
We were just talking about playing a Christmas song on the radio. So early in the year, I know what you're thinking, but because X Factor started last night, for a lot of people, that is the indicator that Christmas is just around the corner. Just a cool 4 months away. But I don't really have the authority to play a Christmas song because Scott Mills is kind of he's the gatekeeper of Christmas at Radio 1. He's the unofficial patron saint of Christmas. So I just tried to get in contact with him, but Sunday, so, you know, rosé, etc. Can't actually get him to validate this Christmas song. So I guess this is unauthorised. This is like an unofficial biography, isn't it? I've just decided to do it myself. Although I feel like I'm saving him a job, and also this is what he would have wanted. So this is the bootleg playing of a Christmas song. And I think we should do it, mainly because some people will get really annoyed. But it's going to sound good. And what else could we play other than this? This is the only one that I could possibly start the Christmas festivities early with. Come on.
What is going on? Right.
No, it's not right at all. And
right, okay, so, right, can I say, since time began, I am the person on Radio 1 that plays that first.
Yeah, literally.
Right? And I just, right, Okay, they did try and call me. I had one missed call, but she was right. It's Sunday, so didn't
answer. Either way, this is your thing, and everyone seems to be delighting. Yeah. I think it's easy for them. I think it's a cheap joke, but the easy thing to do is beat you to it.
Is it wrong? I mean, I don't want to sound rude, but is it wrong that I'm fuming?
Well, I can understand why, because you feel like your position here is under threat from other people.
Yeah. I mean, it was going to happen at some point, but yeah. So, Alice, it's not cool. I mean, I love you, but really? You shouldn't have started this. Probably thinking he's probably going to cut the children singing off at the end because it's only September, and that just would be too much. That'd be ridiculous.
When the snowman brings the snow, when the snowman brings the snow.
Do you remember these kids now are really old?
No, and we've said it before. I think they're dead.
Oh. No, they're no, not. The problem is you said they're this not. Before, then one of them got in touch.
Oh, no. That was Wizard and I Wish It Could Be Christmas.
Quite the reaction
every
here.
Day.
One of the texts just says, what a star, yeah, which okay. I can only assume means tune.
Yeah, it does. Like we said earlier, some words get starred out on the text system. So
there are a few positives like that, but most of them are negative.
Hate, yeah. But a strong, solid Christmas choice there. And Alice Levine started this, remember, yesterday?
Scott Mills.
Saw this thing yesterday, fully obsessed with it, Scott. And I don't know how I missed this the first time around. Now, it was originally from Big Brother and involves Gemma Collins.
Oh,
how did I miss this?
Love.
This clip is mad. So it's like, so obviously they've got to choose between having hot water or Gemma Collins having a blow dry, which is it's a no-brainer, right?
Right, because like, so this is hot water for the whole house that you're living
for
in.
With everyone.
Or you get to have your hair blow-dried.
So she's got to make the decision, clearly. It's not like a group decision. She's got to make the decision. And,
so it's all down to her.
It's down to her. It's mad the way she goes with this. But even more weird is like everyone's fine with it. Everyone's like, oh, no, listen, you've been very grumpy. If this makes you feel better. It's like, what?
I've completely missed this. Can we hear the clip? Okay, here we go. So this is from when she was in Big Brother.
Yeah, so I saw this. I followed Gemma Reacts on social, right? Which is just loads of Gemma Collins clips reacting to various different situations, stuff going on in the world. It's well funny.
That's so weird that you mentioned that, because we've never talked about that. But I recently followed it and it's my absolute favourite.
Yeah, and I think this is why this has popped up again.
That's so weird, because it's one of my favourite Twitters
it's
right
so
now.
It's so funny.
You get something different every day on Gemma Reacts. Sometimes it's just a photo of her in a stunning dress.
Mm.
Sometimes, some stuff we can't obviously play on the radio.
No, but it can be the day's news and then yeah. her reacting off the back of it. I mean, it's a bit rude sometimes.
Sometimes, do you remember when they were talking about the dictionary and you get Gemma's thoughts on the dictionary?
Yeah. I'm a massive fan of the dictionary. You know, we should be, like, promoting the dictionary anyway because, like, it is such an amazing, like, historical British thing, isn't it?
What?
Yeah. Okay, so I've now found the bit. Here we go. So here's Gemma. Hot water for the whole house or having your hair done?
Guys, I know the right thing to do would be to not have this blow dry. But
you've been whinging about the whole time.
You know the situation with me, yeah. So if I have it done, you ain't got to put up with the moaning. But I'm happy to boil kettle water all day,
babe. We've had no
to keep you warm.
We've had no hot water and appliances before. It's not that big a deal. We've done it before. Go get it, girl.
It's something that really means a lot to me because you know that I've nearly had a breakdown since I've been in the Big Brother house.
What are you talking about?
We've done that deal, babe.
Honestly,
Don't get it.
We've done it before, babe.
Are you sure? Are you sure? Yeah. You're not going to say this and then pop up and say, she's had a blow dry. But I think the severity...
Well, we might, but no.
We have
no.
The severity of the situation is a serious issue. Go get your hair done. Big brother. The severity of the situation.
And they're all that, yeah.
Absolute. Why is everyone fine?
This is crazy. Hot water for the house. I love it. I like how it starts.
Guys, I know the right thing to do would be to not have this blow dry. Oh,
unbelievable. Can I just say, can you imagine if I was in the Big Brother house, you were in the Big Brother house, anyone listening to this, they'd be like, what? What are you talking about? No way.
Imagine if, okay, imagine like I'm in there, right, and you're in there as well. Okay, I'm like, guys.
Oh, Scott, I
know the right thing to do.
I'll jump over the wall. I was like, are you serious about this?
Right, everyone. I know. Right, guys, I know that the choice is between having absolutely no food for a week or having my teeth whitened.
She'd go there.
But I hope you can understand the severity.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, but yeah, we're not going to have food for a week. No, yeah, but I know, but my teeth...
But there are some people underneath this clip going, no, I totally get it. And it makes me think there must be people out there who are happy to be completely selfish, even though they know it's wrong, and are more than happy to screw over a mate in the process.
Yeah.
There'll be people out there who've kind of know they're doing wrong and have still done it.
Yeah, okay. So it's basically completely doing your mates over.
Have you done a Gemma Collins?
Let us know. 81199.
Scott Mills.
You know that lady in America, is it Maxine Waters in Congress? And whenever she feels like someone's wasting her time because they're not answering their questions, she does...
Reclaiming my time.
Actually says that to her.
Reclaiming my time.
I mean, that would be perfect for Gemma.
Yeah.
Imagine Maxine off of Congress was in the house when this happened.
Guys, I know the right thing to do...
Reclaiming my time.
...would be to not have this blow dry.
Reclaiming my time.
But...
You've been whinging about the whole time.
You know the situation with me, yeah. So if I have it done, you ain't got to put up with the moaning. But
oh, someone says, is this a bit like when you don't tell your friend that you're going on his favourite show, Saturday Kitchen?
Yes, it is a bit like that, yes.
Yeah, sorry about that still.
A bit snaky of you.
Yeah. Sophie says, I was supposed to pick my friend up from the airport once, but the guy I really fancied asked me on a date last minute, so left us stranded.
Yes.
That's right.
That's a good example of what we're talking about.
You're the new Gemma Collins.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1. You can also email me on this. We can do some of this more tomorrow. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Just when you've kind of been a bit of a snake to your mates, really, like Gemma Collins. Just a bit selfish, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Because of the severity of the situation, you know? Yeah.
No hot water for the Big Brother house or a blow dry. I'll take the blow dry, please. Mind you, as Chris and Hemel points out, it's not the first time that Gemma's been selfish. Because do you remember when she wouldn't let Arj have any of her candy?
You ain't ever gonna get this candy.
One of the strangest moments on TV ever.
One of the best moments on TV ever.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1 with Gabrielle Aplin. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.